This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. There was a sharp increase in the number of new coronavirus cases in China Thursday, with 254 new deaths. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
The coronavirus death toll in China dramatically spiked on Thursday. It was all the more striking after Wednesday, when China reported its lowest number of new cases in weeks. Thursday's numbers brings the total deaths in Hubei province alone to over 1,300. The confirmed new cases also jumped by almost 15,000, bringing the total to 48,000. The World Health Organization sent a team to China this week. The head of the emergency program warned, quote, "It's too early to predict if this is the beginning, middle, or end of the epidemic."
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Meanwhile, a cruise ship which had been stranded at sea for 2 weeks has finally docked in Cambodia. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The cruise liner that spent 2 weeks at sea and was turned away from five countries for fear of coronavirus, despite not having any confirmed cases aboard, has finally found a place to dock in Cambodia. A huge relief for the passengers aboard the MS Westerdam. It's nearly 1,500 tourists and 800 crew aboard arrived at an anchoring point on Thursday morning. It's still not known when passengers will be able to travel home, with the Westerdam calling for the disembarkation to be postponed to Friday.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Japanese officials say a powerful earthquake hit off Japan's northern coast on Thursday, but there are no reports of serious damage or injuries and no danger of a tsunami. Officials say the quake measured a preliminary magnitude of 7. For more on today's news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan's transitional government says it has reached a settlement with families of the victims of the 2000 attack on the USS Cole in Yemen. This is a key step towards having the country taken off the U.S. terrorism list and improving relations with the West. The settlement is the latest step from Khartoum to get off the terror list. Earlier this week, Sudan's provisional rulers agreed to hand over Omar al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court to face trial on charges of war crimes and genocide during the fighting in Darfur. NATO defense ministers gathered in Brussels today for the second day of their meetings to discuss the alliance's response to Russia's missile buildup. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says they will also be discussing military contributions.
As we continue to adapt our posture, we need to continue investing in our defense. We are making good progress, but we can and must do more. We will also discuss our response to the ongoing Russian missile buildup, both conventional and nuclear. NATO has been united on Russia's breach of the INF treaty.
Earlier, the Iraqi government agreed to let NATO stay in the country, where the alliance plans to expand its training activities. The U.S. Senate will vote on a resolution today calling on President Trump to end the use of the U.S. military against Iran unless those actions are authorized by Congress. The president opposes the measure, arguing it is dangerous to limit his war-making power. China replaced the head of the office responsible for Hong Kong affairs Thursday with a hardliner, a move analysts say indicates further tightening of its control over the semi-autonomous city. The move came after months of anti-government protests roiled the financial hub. Fire officials in Australia say days of heavy rain have helped firefighters contain all of the bushfires in New South Wales. But the severe storms led to flash flooding in Queensland, with further storms expected along the east coast over the next few days. The Harvey Weinstein rape trial moves into the closing phase starting today. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel tells us what to expect.
They have presented their evidence, and now lawyers for both prosecution and defense teams will try to present a script they hope will lead to victory. The defense goes first. Weinstein's lawyers are expected to argue that women whose claims make up the criminal charges against their client didn't act like people who were violated immediately after the incidents they described on the stand. Prosecutors get their say tomorrow. They're expected to note that the defense did little to shake the accounts of the accusers, and that Weinstein engaged in a pattern of taking sexual advantage of much younger women with dreams of Hollywood success. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.